The rate rise finally hit on the 1st of January. Everyone should have seen it coming because we've known about it for as long as we knew the rate had dropped to 15%, but that doesn't mean that everyone would necessarily be ready for it. One of the late changes to the legislation showed that HMRC themselves almost weren't ready for it, a final tweak to the anti-forestalling rules. These are, of course, rules that HMRC hope never to have to apply. They hope they'll put everyone off trying to take advantage of the obvious plan of advancing a tax point to a time when the rate is 15%, for example, by raising a tax invoice in 2009 or by triggering a payment for the supply in 2009 when the real supply takes place in 2010. The idea of the anti-forestalling rules is to negate the benefit of doing that by imposing an additional 2.5% VAT charge in certain circumstances. It's a basic condition that the customer can't recover 100% of its VAT. If the customer can recover VAT in full, there isn't much benefit in the forestalling arrangement, so HMRC aren't particularly bothered. Then, if the invoice is not due for payment within 6 months of it being raised, the anti-forestalling rule will apply. The late change to the rules excluded commercial hire purchase agreements from this provision. Fairly obviously, a tax point is triggered for the whole supply at the outset of the agreement, and some of the payment will not be due until over 6 months later. If a payment rather than an invoice is used to trigger the tax point, then the anti-forestalling charge will apply in three circumstances. First, if the supplier and customer are connected, or if the supplier funds the customer's purchase. That's a bit like leaving the consideration outstanding for over 6 months, but instead lending the customer the money, collecting the payment immediately, and then getting the loan repaid later. Or it will also apply if the amount is over £100,000. Here's an interesting question. How do you measure £100,000? It's clear that the legislation would apply to an individual supply of more than that amount. But what about a lot of smaller supplies? HMRC have published a detailed guide on their website to how the rules work, and I can see that they do apply to amalgamate supplies to the same or to associated customers. But I don't think they apply if the customers are not connected to each other. For example, if a golf club collected its 2010 subscriptions in December 2009 rather than in January 2010. I've met other people who think that the rules do apply in that case, but if they do, HMRC could have made their guidance a whole lot clearer. Anyway, it's done or it's not done now. Traders will find out later whether HMRC want to take the point. Most of the other points about the rate change have been dealt with in earlier updates, but a few became apparent in the last 3 months. There was confirmation that someone in government had a flash of realisation that midnight on the 31st December is actually quite a busy time, and it's unreasonable to expect some types of trader to stop what they're doing and change the VAT rate. Pubs and clubs were allowed to continue to apply the 15% rate until they shut for the night, or until 6 a.m. if that was earlier. I heard that some people regarded that as a challenge and resolved to have at least one drink at the higher rate of VAT. There's always one. This was also extended to telecoms companies, who are busy with texts and phone calls in the middle of the night and would find it difficult to draw the line between the two rates at midnight. Someone who tried to send their last text at 15% as the clock approached 6 a.m. might have struggled because of all the 15% rate alcohol they'd consumed. That's all fine for those businesses where the government recognised the difficulty. They don't seem to have noticed the general problem for everyone else who is open for business on the 1st of January. Adjusting their tills on a bank holiday may be difficult. The shop may be open, but the IT staff may be having a day off. What happens if the system goes down? Well, there was one concession, which is practically helpful, but doesn't reduce the VAT liability. The law normally requires retailers to display gross, VAT-inclusive prices. In theory, what it says on the shelf is what you have to pay. A retailer isn't allowed to add VAT at the till. As the rate change in theory requires all the prices in the shop to be changed, the law allows as an alternative the displaying of a notice which says that price adjustments will be made at the till. Normally such a notice can be displayed for only 14 days, but a special extension was effected which means such a notice will be legal until the 28th of January. When the prices were being reduced, some people used such a notice for the whole 13-month period, but there's nothing in the law to stop you reducing the price at the till, only to stop you increasing it. We now have to cross our fingers that there won't be a further increase any time soon. Some people are sure that either party will have to put VAT up after the election in order to start trimming the budget deficit.